The Tang Teaching Museum at Skidmore College's latest exhibition, Flex, opens tomorrow. Flex continues the Tang's tradition of faculty-curated exhibitions. It brings together contemporary and historical art and material culture to consider how classical ideals, muscular physiques, and heroic images intersect, and how muscled bodies represent changing notions of bravery, beauty, and health. The exhibition will feature plaster casts of ancient sculptures juxtaposed with comic books, superhero figurines, bodybuilder photographs, and works by contemporary artists. We are joined now by Ian Berry, the Dayton director of the Tang, and two Skidmore College faculty members who co-curated the exhibit Flex, Dan Curley of the Classics Department and Gregory Spinner of the Religious Studies Department. Ian, Dan, Gregory, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you all here.
Oh, it's great.
Happy to be here.
Great to be here.
Thank you very much. Ian, let us begin with you of how this came about. First of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yes.
Always good to see you.
Always good to see you. I enjoy our visits. So how did this come about?
Well, at the museum, we love listening to what's happening on campus and listening for faculty ideas, hearing about classes that are happening, hearing what students are thinking about. And Greg and Dan came to us with this idea, which revolved around some of the teaching they had been doing with Skidmore students and also their own interests as academics and as researchers. And we were thrilled to imagine an exhibition right alongside them. It's absolutely critical, I think, as a museum to get some outside interest and ideas, and this was a great example of that.
So just help me fill in a little bit on the step between listening to what the students are saying and what's going on and then how it then becomes this.
Well, it actually was a long gestation. We've been talking about this show for quite some time, years.
Yes.
We talked about ideas. Greg and Dan did tons of research, did some travel, brought back ideas, and we workshopped this idea over many, many different forms, created models, created wish lists, and now we have the real thing.
So, Dan, what is, from a classics professor, what is your interest in this, and how did you come to it?
Well, I've come to it from a variety of perspectives. I work a lot on classical reception. In some ways, I kind of reverse engineer the show because some of my teaching involves myth on film, classical mythology on film. And we have a proliferation of, since Gladiator in 2000, we've had a proliferation of those kind of sword and sandal films. But we also have seen a huge resurgence in the superhero film, which also takes some of these classical ideals. So, having that in my mind, I sort of back project some of that onto some of the foundations of modern bodybuilding and see that there's a kind of continuity there between ancient sculpture, things that were happening in the Victorian period, and things that are happening now.
So when you say reverse engineer, meaning you can't really have one without the other.
I think so. I think there's a kind of constancy in which we reach for classical ideals when we think about muscled bodies, in terms of heroism, in terms of great strength, in terms of the ways in which we want ourselves to be and to seem.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gregory, same question for you. How did you? What's a nice religious studies professor doing?
Doing in a place like
this. Yeah. So how did this happen?
Working with Dan, with students in Rome, there was a lot of ways in which the interaction between classical ideals and Christian ideals was a theme that we had to really not just work out with students, but have them sort of visualize the way in which these things can have come together historically.
Yep.
I also teach a course on myth, and in that course, it's a similar thing where we might read ancient Egyptian texts, we might read medieval Norse texts, but the students are very much interested in how these things intersect in the current moment, how they get retold and reappropriated in our pop culture. So that was a sort of similar interest in the way in which heroism and certain kinds of muscled forms continue to be reinterpreted.
Ian spoke about the long gestation of this, but once you have that information and you do that study, then how do you decide, okay, what we're going to put on display, what we're going to show, what we're going to do in the context of the actual exhibit? Yeah.
Well, we had many brainstorming sessions where all of us brought ideas to the table with things we had seen at other museums, things we had, movies we had seen, comic books we'd read, contemporary artists we've done studio visits with, things in our own collection. Mm. And I think one of the things that was constant were what is central in the exhibition when you walk into the room. We have a very large platform with four monumental plaster casts, and those come to us from the Slater Museum and Fairfield University Museums. Plaster casts of Greek and Roman statues were very common in museums across the United States as a way to spread, you know, the classics, the ancient statues to different communities and different museums. They fell out of favor. Many were destroyed. Museums don't often have plaster cast collections anymore. And we're very thankful to have them not too far away at these two museums who lent us four monumental statues, which are in the middle of the space. Yeah. And then we built objects around those.
Yeah, the setting really is monumental. I think when you walk in and you see those statues all sort of lined up. I mean, the statues are important because they're a way of encountering the classical at a period when you might not be able to travel yourself and see the originals, right? And so it allows for the classics to come to you. And that's one of the themes of the show is how we encounter the classical here in terms of muscled bodies, whether as objects or as remaking your own body into something that represents or emulates the classical form.
And then the juxtaposition comes how?
The juxtaposition between what, Joe?
Meaning, so you have the bodies, right?
Yes.
And then you have the photographs, you have the comic books, you have the...
I see.
All in a stew together. So we have some very, we think, beautiful and provocative, but maybe jarring jumps throughout history, zigging around the
what
gallery.
Would be jarring?
Incredible Hulk comic in the eye shot of one of, you know, the dying Gaul, you know,
yeah.
A very classical sculpture. Andre Serrano's contemporary photographs.
Female bodybuilders.
Right,
and
exactly.
So we're looking at the muscled physique and the heroic ideal, and then we're asking questions. We're inviting the public to come in and think about what those categories have been. What if we put people of color, what if we put trans artists in the show, which we have done, and ask them to think about how identity might be more complicated than simple narratives might lead us to believe.
So work that was created with the show in mind?
Not with the show in mind, but we picked works that would complicate the narrative of simply the classical ideal has always been the same ideal for everybody at all times.
So you didn't say compliment, you said complicate.
I'd said complicate.
Why were you interested in the complication?
As a teacher, I'm always asking my students to ask questions about how they relate to material and whether they should simply accept it at face value or they should ask tough questions about what's at stake in who looks and who gets looked at.
Right. And one of the things we find about the classical tradition is that it's rarely the sort of static continuum of moving from point A to point B. There are lots of ways in which it branches off or bifurcates in interesting ways, such that the very notion of the classical gets complicated.
Yes.
Yeah. I think part of the other way you can think about juxtaposition is thinking of the exhibition as a kind of collection that tells different kinds of stories. So we have the sort of superhero thread.
Right.
We have it would be very easy to – this is well represented in the show. We have sort of the muscle beach or posing photos, which are of men and largely white men. But we look at other kinds of bodies in those same positions, right, to help us give perspective.
And some of those images can be, you said jarring, but some of those images can be disturbing too, can't they? I mean, because there's an oddity to it.
Yeah.
It can be. We understand that different viewers will have different reactions. And there are a lot of things in the show to look at, some of which people might be startled by. And that's is a deliberate asking people to enter into a conversation about, well, why would you have that reaction? What are your assumptions or expectations about certain kinds of bodies?
Who gets to be a hero, who doesn't.
Yeah.
And is that body, if it is flexed, if it's, as there's a brochure here, and there's a male bodybuilder, of is this perfection? Is this what it's supposed to be?
Right. Then that's the perfect question to ask, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a picture by Russ Warner, who photographed so many of the great bodybuilders, including a local legend that we have participating in the show. His name is Russ Testo. He's from Troy. He has been in the major contests, and he's a trainer to this day. He'll actually be performing at the opening.
Yes, really excited
if you come to
that.
The opening on Saturday, Russ Testo will be posing live in the gallery one night only on Saturday.
Don't
tomorrow.
Make him pose too much.
It is a strenuous thing, but we want to show that there's a performative aspect, that a lot of bodybuilding is about putting yourself on display, and that there's a showmanship. So one of the figures
right.
that is featured in the show is Eugene Sandow, a Victorian-era strongman, who what ties us into the classical ideal is that Sandow was known, the story goes, that he would go to museums and he'd go up to the great sculptures, the marble sculptures, and he would take out a measuring tape and try to figure out their dimensions and figure out how he could make his body into a kind of living specimen of this great heroic muscled ideal.
And then he would pose as the famous works of art. So he does an imitation of the Dying Gaul. He does an imitation of the Farnese Hercules, bringing the classics to life in this very unique way.
And Sandow was a partner with Florence Ziegfeld of Ziegfeld Follies in traveling around the U.S. and putting on these shows, because this was a sense of showmanship and, spectacle. That people would want to see humans achieve something that was their ideal of perfection. So we're really happy that Russ Testo can help us bring this sort of living performance back into the museum space.
Right, help us create that Sandow moment in a way, if you will.
We have, in the moments that we have left, let us talk about the opening, but you also have an event tonight.
Tonight, the legendary photographer, Andre Serrano, who has two photographs in the exhibition, will be in dialogue tonight at 6 p.m. with our own photo professor, Robert Park Harrison. So please come to the Tang tonight to hear Bob and Andre Serrano in conversation. It's part of our Dunkerley Dialogue series. And then tomorrow, come early to the opening, hear Greg and Dan give a walkthrough of the exhibition, and then stay for the reception, meet Russ Testo, and we will celebrate the opening with several of the artists in the exhibition will be present with us too.
And then you have events throughout the run.
We have films and talks and dialogues.
And it'll be on display through June 7th. Flex opens at the Tang Teaching Museum at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs tomorrow and will be on view through the 7th of June. Links to more information will be posted with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Ian Barry, Dan Curley, and Gregory Spinner, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And again, you can find out more information by going to tang.skidmore.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.